It's called superhero syndrome. Symptoms include feeling like you got to do everything yourself and struggling to let go of certain tasks. Sound familiar? But the good news is there is a cure. When you sponsor your job on Indeed, you'll find the candidates with the exact skills you're looking for fast. Sponsored jobs boost your job post in search results so you can reach the people who can help your business thrive. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed. Sponsored jobs. And Side Hustle Show listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. Every now and then, you come across a business so unique, you just got to learn more about how it works. And that's what happened when I met today's guest. She runs an entire online media company, digital product business, and membership about goats, like how to raise happy and healthy goats. And she's got hundreds of paying members and even has her first overseas goat tour coming up, where some of her most loyal followers are paying to travel and visit goat farms with her. From thriftyhomesteader.com, Deborah Niemann. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show.
Hi, it's so great to be here.
I am pumped for this one. Stick around, we're covering how Deborah drives traffic, the different ways she monetizes in her business, and how you might be able to start something similar in your own niche. Now, Deborah, Thrifty Homesteader has been around for a long time. You've been talking about goats on the internet for years and years. Do you remember the first time you made money from it?
Yeah, it actually started on our farm. Like, we had classes on our farm because we were raising goats and selling goats. And I wanted to make sure that people knew what they were doing because I had no clue when I got started. I made a lot of mistakes. Goats died. And so I would give people a free class on my farm when they bought goats for me. And then there were more people who wanted the class than who wanted goats. So I had on-farm goat classes, and then I ultimately wound up writing a book. In 2013, my first book was published called Raising Goats Naturally, which was the first edition of that book. And then in 2016 is when I started the online classes, and in 2019, that turned into a membership, and it's just been growing.
Yeah, that's really exciting. You're probably the loudest voice in this space and have been for quite some time. Was there any competition? I mean, not locally, but was anybody else doing this online?
Oh, no, there was no competition for a really long time. It's mostly homesteaders who happen to have some goats. And so goats are just one of many things that they talk about. But really, there's nobody else doing exactly what I do, and especially not the way I do it, because all of my information is evidence-based.
Okay. And Thrifty Homesteader, it started out a little bit broader before saying like, okay, this is really going to be my niche.
Yeah, it was because I was a homesteader and we were doing all the things. We moved to the country in 2002 to raise our own food organically. And I literally thought we needed to do everything ourselves. So we had sheep, goats, cows, pigs, chickens, turkeys, ducks, geese, even llamas at one point for livestock guardians. And it was a lot, but I wrote about all of that. There's an old blog. It's still out there, antiquityoaks.blogspot.com, 2006 to 2016.
Okay.
That was my online journal where I wrote about all the things that we were doing. And that's also where my publisher discovered me. In addition to that, I was speaking at a Mother Earth News Fair in 2010. And the publisher actually was going to attend that fair looking for potential authors. And there was a link to my blog on the Mother Earth News Fair website, and they read it. They liked what they read. And so they saw me speak at the conference and asked me if I wanted to write books. And I said, yes.
Okay. In addition to all of the farm related responsibilities, yeah, I'll add this book writing to my list.
Yeah, it was a little ridiculous. I said, yes. Not only did I say yes, but they said, can you have it written in 3 months? Can you have an 80,000 word book written in 3 months? And I said, yes.
Oh, geez. Okay. And we'll get it done. Proof positive that you're putting yourself out there on the internet, creating content, can lead to some interesting opportunities down the road. Beyond the book and beyond these initial in-person classes, let's start to talk about the online side of things and how people discovered you and came into your world from content discovery. And if they're trying to do their own homestead thing or have raised goats of their own and they're like, I need some help with this, how do they find you?
Well, my main website is thriftyhomesteader.com. And then we are everywhere. We've got a YouTube channel that is, the name of that has been changed to For the Love of Goats to match up with the podcast For the Love of Goats, because that is my, for about at least the last 7 or 8 years, goats have been the main thing that people have looked to me for. Once I published that first book in 2013 about goats, it just, the number of people following me for goats grew and grew, and the number of people following me for general homesteading fell.
Okay. Was the book a big seller? I mean, it's probably, it's got to be the top seller in its category, but it's, you got to be a small category, right?
If I add up all of my books together, they sold around 25,000 copies so far.
Wow.
Homegrown and Handmade was actually the bestseller. Like, it sold, the first print run was 5,000 copies, and it sold out within about 9 months, which my publisher was ecstatic about. The Goat Book, I think at this point, the two editions of the Goat Book have sold more. But in the beginning, the General Homesteading Book did sell more. And as exciting as that was, when you look at the royalty, because in 2011, when that book was published, it was $20, and the royalty was 10% of wholesale, which was $1 per book.
Yeah, you're going to have to move a lot of volume.
Yeah, so my publisher's like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. And they signed 2 more book contracts with me. You're great. Your books sell great. You get it in on time. There's no drama. And unfortunately, I did the math when I got my first royalty check. My advance was $3,000, and then I did the math and realized, like, oh my gosh, I could have made more money if I was working at a fast food restaurant.
Yeah. What's my hourly rate on this for all the time it took?
Yeah. It's like, once you get over the ego part of like having sold 5,000 books in 9 months, you know, the financial part of it comes in and you're like, oh my gosh, that's not much. Like, I killed myself. I worked 7 days a week, 12 to 14 hours a day to get that book written in 3 months, then went through the whole editing process and everything. And this is all I'm getting paid. Like, this is nowhere close to minimum wage.
Yeah. Did it prove to be, though, kind of a top of the funnel or a lead generator for you, like introducing people into your world?
Yeah, it did. And it got me a lot of speaking engagements. Like, I was speaking all over the country, literally from coast to coast, from Washington State to Virginia. I even got invited to Canada. So having books did definitely open a lot of doors for me for a lot of things. But after writing 3 books in 3 years and realizing how little I was being paid on an hourly rate to write those books, that was when I started thinking, okay, there has to be another way to make money doing this, because I love doing it. I love writing about these things. I love speaking about these things. And so I had to figure out, all right, I want to keep doing this because I love doing it. How do I make money doing it? And so in 2013, I started teaching online for the University of Massachusetts, which was more money than I was making from the books, but still not much. And then around 2015 or so is when I first saw that people were starting to create online courses themselves. And I thought it seemed like a great idea, because for somebody to take my UMass class, it was $1,500. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to use my Raising Goats Naturally book as an outline, and I'm going to put all of that into a course. And when I went to do that, I realized I had a lot more to say than what would fit in one course. So that's how it all started.
Okay. One of the questions that comes up, especially for authors, is if I already put all the information into this book for $20, and now I want to charge $50, $100, $200, or more for an online course with the same material, why would someone choose the course option versus the book option? Did you struggle with that?
No, because I knew there was going to be a lot more in the course than what was in the book, because Raising Goats Naturally was supposed to be 80,000 words, and I wrote 80,000 words. I turned it into the editor. And then when you're going through the editing process, it's chopped up into chapters, and she would send me a chapter with a ton of questions, fantastic questions, questions that I loved answering. And at one point, I wrote back to her and I said, you know what? The information needs to be in the book, but my contract says 80,000 words. And are you guys okay? Like, I know we're going over 80,000.
Yeah.
Have you added up the total number of words lately? And are you okay with this? And at that point, the total number of words was 90,000. And they're like, oh, no, we can't. Okay, we will not cut out any of the stuff you've added, but we cannot get any longer. Because books are paper, and the longer the book gets, the more paper there is. And the more paper there is, the more it costs. And the more it costs, the more people are going to think, oh, do I really want to buy that? And so they don't want to make it as long. Like, the nutrition chapter in this book is probably, well, maybe 15 pages, but my goat nutrition course online is like 7 or 8 hours. I mean, I talk for 2 hours about copper. I talk for another 2 hours about selenium.
We're going deep on goat nutrition.
Yeah, exactly. And so in addition to all the basic stuff that I had in there, I'm adding all of the stuff that I've learned from all of the fabulous guests on my podcast in the last 6 years.
So what was the first online course that you made?
It turned out to just be Goats 101. And Goats 101 was really pretty basic. If you look now, Goats 101 no longer exists because I realized that each one of these things really needed to be more in depth. So that was the first course. It launched in early 2017, and we had a few hundred people buy it. But then I immediately started working on the individual courses like goat health and goat nutrition and individual courses on soap making and cheese making. But it's so much more detail now. I have a half hour interview in there with a genetics professor who specializes in goats and spends half an hour talking about the genetics of color. So it's crazy detailed stuff. And the great thing about the course, unlike a book, is that every single video has a section at the end where people can ask questions. So if you watch this video and you still have questions, then you post in the comments section and I'll respond and answer your question that is very specific to your herd.
You must have had a pretty sizable email list at that point, I'm guessing, to be able to sell a couple hundred copies of the first course.
I had 2,000 people on the email list.
But 10% of them bought? Like, that's a huge conversion rate.
Yeah, it is. And that's like the highest my conversion rate ever was. I read Jeff Walker's book, and he says in there to get your audience invested in what you're creating by keeping them informed about your progress. And so that's what I did. At the time, it felt embarrassing, you know, because I emailed them as soon as I got the email list going in 2016. By fall, I started emailing people and said, hey, I'm working on an online course. You know, it should be out in a month or so. And it was just one fail after another, like I was having trouble finding the right kind of a course platform. That fall, I had my son follow me during one of our on-farm goat classes and videotape everything. And that turned out to be horrible because the sound quality was so bad.
Oh, shoot.
Like, I didn't have a lapel mic. And so the sound quality was horrible. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't use this. And that's when I realized I was just going to have to sit in front of a computer and record it. So I had been sending these emails. Oh, I'm working on this. This is what's happening. And so I was telling people for like 6 months, this is coming any day now. And so it was interesting because almost everybody bought when the cart opened. And in the book, Jeff Walker says, your sales are probably going to double on the last day. And I'm waiting for them to double on the last day. And they didn't.
Oh, shoot. But everybody was so excited. They were ready for it.
Yeah, everybody was so excited. But that first time, probably 75% of people bought as soon as the cart opened. I think it was because I had them so hyped up.
More with Deborah in just a moment, including the Q&A content strategy that works in just about any niche, how she's grown her email list, and her transition from these one-off course sales to a recurring revenue membership model, coming up right after this. You started your business with a dream to make extra money, to make an impact. You didn't start your business dreaming about payroll tax deadlines, yet here they are, every quarter, sitting on your to-do list. Among other things, our partner Gusto quietly crosses that task off your list in the background so you can focus on what you do best. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Plus, you can offer benefits like 401k and health insurance, and it works with both W-2 and 1099 workers. It's no wonder why more than 500,000 small businesses already trust Gusto to help run their payroll, and why it's ranked number one on G2's highest satisfaction products list for 2026. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/sidehustle and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/sidehustle. One more time, it's gusto, gusto.com/sidehustle. Hear that? That's the sound of your marketing working. And as an entrepreneur, you know that every call is an opportunity. But if you miss it, potential customers don't wait. They'll just call the next business on their list. That's why today's episode is brought to you by Quo, spelled Q-U-O. It's the business phone system built so you never miss a call. You can set it up in minutes on any device. You can keep your existing phone number, and you can add teammates as you grow. No IT, no hassle. Once you do, all your calls, texts, and voicemails live in one place, so anyone on your team can pick up a conversation, see the full history, and respond fast. Plus, Quo integrates with the tools you're already using, HubSpot, Zapier, Claude, and tons more, so you can save time and stay organized. Money is on the line. Always say hello with Quo. Try Quo for free. Plus, get 20% off your first 6 months when you go to quo.com/hustle. That's Quo, quo.com/hustle. I noticed today you have the courses, they're evergreen, they're open for enrollment. I could click the buy button like right now versus you said, it was like we started off with kind of an open and shut limited time launch.
Yeah. And then we moved to basically each month we would promote a different course and they were always available to buy, but it was once a month, a specific course that is important to that season would be 20% off. So like in January, the goat birthing course is 20% off. In April, the parasite course is 20% off because that's when you're going to have parasite problems. And over the last 4 years, we have seen those promotions sell fewer and fewer and fewer courses every time we promote them. But the membership has been growing. We started the membership in 2019, which gives people access to all six of the GOAT courses.
Do you think that's part of a broader shift away from like on-demand pre-recorded video courses into something else? The course world has definitely shifted over the past few years, and you've had a front row seat to that.
I'm in a mastermind, and I've known these people since 2019, and we've all seen that. Our course sales have just gone down, some more than others, but everybody's course sales have been going down the last few years. And I think it's because there's just so much information available. And in fact, my website traffic has gone down. It's been almost 2 years since my website peaked at 110 visits per month.
110,000, probably?
Well, now it's down to 60,000. So we have rebounded a little, thank God.
Okay.
But, well, what happened was 2 years ago is that Google started putting that AI summary at the top of the search page. And so it no longer mattered that I had like, you know, the number one post in goat diarrhea or something like that. Like people would get that Google search page and they would see the AI summary and think that was good enough.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't pay down to click on the link. So almost overnight, I went from 110,000 visits per month to 40,000 visits. And thankfully, we have rebounded from that now and we're back up to about 60,000 visits per month. Because it's those website visits where people read the stuff and go, oh, wow, this person is offering evidence-based information. It's different. It's supported more than somebody else just going, oh, this worked for my goats. And that's where people sign up for our email list or get one of our freebies, like our goat mineral comparison chart.
Yeah, I was going to ask what type of lead magnets work well, like to complement the types of content you're creating.
Basically, we are helping people with their biggest pain points. Like right now in the summer, the biggest pain point for most people is worms. And we have learned so much about worms in the last 20 years. So much research has been done on worms and goats in the last 20 years. And unfortunately, if you Google it, you still find information that's 20 years old.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the article titles for the sake of reference. How much does a goat eat per day? Targeting, I imagine, a very common kind of question and answer type of search. Fat goats. Is my goat overweight? I think that's an interesting one. When does a goat need a C-section? And then on this page, there's an example of a lead magnet here. Like, what do goats eat? Download our cheat sheet, right? And so it's going to open up the landing. What do goats eat? It depends. Enter your email and I'll send it to you. So I think that's perfect. And that's where you can have the opportunity to build a deeper relationship with your subscribers. Because nobody is going to this page unless they either have goats or want goats, right? That's like your ideal target audience.
Yep, exactly. And the answer to just about everything with goats is it depends. That is what makes the membership so valuable to people, is because you can read this stuff all day long, but then a lot of times you really have to get into the nitty gritty to figure out what is going to work for your goats. And that's what I tell people. My goal is to make you the expert on your goats on your farm.
After somebody opts in, say they download that What Do Goats Eat cheat sheet, what kind of stuff are you sending them to warm them up to hopefully buying a course or buying the membership?
Well, they get the cheat sheet, and sometimes people will respond to that and ask a question, and we answer it. Then every Monday, we send out Goat News, which is articles that are relevant to that time of year. So right now, parasite articles, articles about dealing with drought in your pastures or heat with your goats. If it's too hot, you worry about heat stroke and stuff. Now in December, we're going to be sending out articles about cold. Can your goats survive cold weather? And do you need to do anything to help them with that?
So these are pulling from your own archives over the years, or these are like finding other news sources to kind of curate?
It's all coming from our website. We have over 700 articles on our website now. And so that's week one, is they get articles. Week two, they get links to relevant videos on our YouTube channel. And week three, they get links to relevant podcasts that we have done. It's funny, I never in a million years thought my YouTube channel would get monetized, because I used it to answer people's questions. People would email me with a question and I was like, oh my gosh, we would have to have like 10 emails back and forth with me asking them questions and them answering and then me asking more questions. So I'm just going to hop on YouTube and do a live stream and say, well, if this is the case, then this is what you need to do. And if this is the case, then this would be better. And all of those, it depends scenarios. And in fact, the day I got the email from YouTube saying my channel was monetized, I thought it was a scam. Like, I didn't even believe it.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, this is the perfect type of Q&A content where I don't expect... Well, there are other examples of viral goat videos, but not the kind that you're necessarily going after. It's the Q&A from owners and potential owners that want to know how to keep their goats healthy. And so that's the type of content that people will be searching in. It doesn't take a lot of views to reach your ideal person and kind of establish your trustworthiness, your expertise in that area, and hopefully drive them back to the email list and to the membership.
Yeah, we've never had any real viral videos. Like, I think our biggest video right now is like 80,000. And it's about castrating sheep. Like, that's it. So, and it's nothing gory or anything, but that's just it. Most of the videos have less than 1,000 views, but it all adds up.
It all adds up. Do you have a consistent call to action during those videos to go deeper into the thrifty homesteader world?
I rarely do. And I get reminded every now and then that you should remind people that you have a membership, or that, you know, you have this or that course or book or whatever. If they go down and they look in the notes below the video, we do have links to everything there. And sometimes I do mention, you know, like a Goats 365 member had such a great question today. I wanted to answer it for all of you so that you could hear the question.
Yeah, that's a good way to plug it, kind of as a soft sell. Like, oh, we've from our membership community, and you can bring it up in that way. But yeah, I got over 9,000 subscribers on here, and yeah, it's just answering people's goat question. But I do think that would probably drive more people back if there was that kind of call to action, especially like, you know, on these birthing ones, like, oh, we have our birthing course, or we have, you know, there's relevant content related to that and lead people down that road.
Yeah, exactly. I am not the best marketer.
You say that, yet you've created almost 1,000 videos, 700 articles. Like, you are a very prolific content creator.
That is the thing. I do love to create content. And in fact, I just realized that I need to write from the heart more than what I've been doing in the last 5 or 6 years. Just in the last couple of days, I've started posting on Substack the kind of stuff I used to do in the blog, you know, from 2006 to 2016.
Okay. Going back to the old school blogging as a journal type of thing versus blogging for SEO.
Yeah, exactly. Because I realized like that was the thing that feeds my heart is writing. I love writing. I also like creating content because I just like helping people, and especially when I see people making mistakes that I know are avoidable.
Right. Yeah, it's painful, especially if we're talking about living, breathing animals here.
Yes, exactly. Because animals do die. When somebody makes a crazy YouTube video, I'm not even going to mention some of the things that have been put on YouTube, but animals wind up dying as a result. And it is just heartbreaking. Because, I mean, I love goats. I really do. That's why I do this.
Yeah, you're standing there as a source of truth and as somebody with decades of firsthand experience. Tell me a little bit about the membership and maybe the shift from the courses to the membership. There's a lot of content in courses, but we can say, what if we package that all together? Because this is kind of a natural fit where this is not a one and done thing. This is like a multi-year commitment to raising goats. You're going to want to have some support in your back pocket. So I think the membership makes a lot of sense. Today priced at $19 to $29 per month. So relatively low priced membership, and you got some annual options in there for savings as well. But talk to me a little bit about the thinking and strategy behind that and how it's been received.
Well, when I first launched it in 2019, we had 20 people join. And actually, it's kind of funny because my mentor at the time said, how many people do you think you could handle? And I was like, 20. And that was exactly the number that joined. I was just terrified that I was going to be overwhelmed because I thought like, oh my gosh, if 20 people join, they're all going to have so many questions and I'm going to be so busy. And they didn't, you know, I mean, in those early days, we would usually have 2 or 3 people in our Zoom meetings and we only had 2 meetings a month and they would only last about an hour. And then every year we're up to 150 members now. So the membership number has never gone down. Every year it grows. And some of the, you know, of course, some people do quit, but we still have some people who joined that very first year who are still members.
Yeah.
And now we've moved to, a couple years ago, we moved to a new platform that has a fabulous community aspect to it. And that really helped the membership because it is structured similar to a Facebook group, but it is 100% private. So everybody on there is a paid member. They all love their goats. Nobody is giving bogus information. And the courses are right there as a part of it. So if somebody has a question, we answer their question because it is unique to them. But then we also give them the link to anything relevant in the courses. Like, you can get more of an understanding by watching this video in the goat nutrition course or in the parasite course.
Was there any hesitation to say, well, I'm selling the courses for $97 or even at a 20% discount, still quite a bit more than the monthly membership here. Was there a worry I'm going to cannibalize my course business by offering this lower priced membership?
No, because I have been, every January, I have been sending an email to my list and I ask them lots of questions. In the beginning, it's because I wanted new ideas for blog posts or videos or whatever. And one of the questions that I started asking people was, do you prefer online courses with a one-time purchase price or a monthly membership, or I'm not interested in courses? And interestingly enough, it was split evenly, one-third, one-third, one-third.
Oh, okay.
Even though I have nowhere close to two-thirds of people do either one. But it was basically split 50-50 between the membership and the course people. Like, some people just wanted to buy lifetime access to a course. And the answer to that question remained the same, always 50-50, until a couple years ago. And then the number of people, and that was when the course sales started falling. So people just are not as interested in purchasing lifetime access to a course anymore. And the membership just seems to serve them better.
It is interesting. We've become so accustomed to paying everything on a monthly subscription that it's like, well, yeah, why wouldn't I pay for my GOAT education and support on a monthly subscription too?
Yeah. And I don't even offer, like, I don't even do those monthly promotions anymore for the courses because the number of sales just fell so low. It wasn't worth it. I'm like, I am not going to bug everybody with emails for a week just so that 10 people can buy this at a 20% discount. Like, it's on the website. You can go buy it anytime if you want to, but we do promote the membership now.
Okay. Do you find traditional thinking behind a membership would be that I'm going to come for the content and stay for the community? Now, you've got some community elements built in. You mentioned kind of the member-to-member forum, and you've got these monthly Q&A calls that are kind of sold as part of this package. What you get is like, we're going to make sure to answer your questions and have a higher level of one-on-one or touch level of support than you would otherwise get. What's your take on that?
We are now up to 3 calls a month, and it is not and they typically last 1.5 to 2 hours because I will stay on the call until everybody's questions are answered. I am not one of those people who's like, oh, the hour's up. Bye, y'all. You know, because we are dealing with live animals and you can't tell the goats, hey, could you just hold off on dying, you know, from that worm load for another week?
Gosh.
Like if somebody comes on a call, they really usually need an answer today.
Okay.
But interestingly enough, so 2/3 of people do join at the premium level because they want the Zoom calls. And now we've also added in-person events for people at the premium level. We just had our first in-person event on my farm in Illinois. And out of 150 members, 12 people signed up. They came from as far away as Virginia, Texas, California, and then all over the Midwest. And the person who came from Texas said, hey, if you ever want to do this in Texas, I'll do it for you. You can have it at my farm. And I'm like, cool. How's the end of September?
Wow. Okay.
And so we're going to be doing our next member event in September. The woman who attended from Virginia said, hey, we need to do this in Virginia. So we're going to do it in Virginia. I've got 2 people in California saying, can we do this in California? So that's the next level.
And you included that at the $287 a year, or they paid like extra to come to the farm?
We're including it.
Wow. I mean, they paid their own travel and all that, but yeah.
Yeah.
You are a giver.
I am. I'm not the best business person, but I also can't overlook all of those people who came to the farm in Illinois. It just deepened our relationship so much that, I mean, they're all like, hey, I want to let people come to my farm and do this on my farm.
Oh, okay.
So I think they see the value in it and they want to pay it forward and help people in their area who couldn't come all the way to Illinois. And so we're definitely doing more in-person events.
I think that is definitely one of the other trends, right? We're shifting away from online courses. We're seeing a rise in memberships and even like cohort-based stuff. We're all going to go through this together at the same time. And we're seeing a shift towards in person. Like, look, yeah, I know it's not AI because I can see your face. You know, I can see it in person. And so that's something. Before I forget, I did want to ask, you mentioned the membership platform or the forum platform that you were using.
Oh, yeah. So that is Mighty Network. And we moved there so that we could have the courses and the membership in one place.
Okay.
Because it gets confusing. We actually had the community in Mighty Networks from the beginning, but people never went there because the courses weren't there. And so we moved the courses there 2 years ago, and that made all the difference. Once the courses were there, then people are in that community discussion all the time. And so even if somebody joins at the basic level, they have access to that online community discussion too. They just don't have access to the in-person, you know, to the Zoom calls and the in-person activities.
Yeah, which is great to get members talking to other members, and hopefully in some cases saves you from having to answer every single question. If somebody else also knows the answer, they can chime in.
Yeah, and a lot of our members have been around long enough that they do know the answers, and they also have great experiences to share.
Okay, so Mighty Networks for the community and the course hosting kit for the email list. Anything else on the tools and tech side while we're here?
Those are the two big ones. Like, I couldn't really run the business without those two things.
More with Deborah in just a moment, including the full breakdown of her revenue stack and the surprising switch that took her from barely a dollar a month on video to over $100 in the very first month. All that and more coming up right after this. You started your business with a dream to make extra money, to make an impact. You didn't start your business dreaming about payroll tax deadlines yet. Here they are, every quarter, sitting on your to-do list. Among other things, our partner Gusto quietly crosses that task off your list in the background so you can focus on what you do best. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Plus, you can offer benefits like 401k and health insurance, and it works with both W-2 and 1099 workers. It's no wonder why more than 500,000 small businesses already trust Gusto to help run their payroll, and why it's ranked number one on G2's highest satisfaction products list for 2026. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/sidehustle and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/sidehustle. One more time, it's gusto, gusto.com/sidehustle. Hear that? That's the sound of your marketing working. And as an entrepreneur, you know that every call is an opportunity. But if you miss it, potential customers don't wait. They'll just call the next business on their list. That's why today's episode is brought to you by Quo, spelled Q-U-O. It's the business phone system built so you never miss a call. You can set it up in minutes on any device. You can keep your existing phone number, and you can add teammates as you grow. No IT, no hassle. Once you do, all your calls, texts, and voicemails live in one place, so anyone on your team can pick up a conversation, see the full history, and respond fast. Plus, Quo integrates with the tools you're already using, HubSpot, Zapier, Claude, and tons more, so you can save time and stay organized. Money is on the line. Always say hello with Quo. Try Quo for free. Plus, get 20% off your first 6 months when you go to quo.com/hustle. That's Quo, quo.com/hustle. Let's kind of go through this revenue stack, because there's a lot of moving pieces, starting with the books, even though, okay, it's a low royalty percentage, but it's not nothing. We've got the membership, 150 members coming in, that grows every year. We still have some course sales for the 50% of the audience that prefers, or the diminishing 50% that prefers the one-off, lifetime access for the courses. We've got the podcast, For the Love of Goats. Are you taking sponsorships on air?
I do, but there are not very many businesses that would be appropriate. It's not a big source of income. It's not even 1% of the income. 70% of the income is from the courses and membership. 25% of the income is from ads on my website. So for all those people who just want free information, if you are reading articles on my website, we are making a few pennies off of you reading that, because you're going to see ads.
Is that Mediavine?
It used to be. I just changed to Raptive. So actually, that's a new one. Actually, I should add that. Yeah, I was with Mediavine since 2019, and that was about 25% of my income. And luckily, when our traffic fell 2 years ago, somehow the RPM stayed high enough that we did not see that big of a drop in income. We had been all the way up to $3,000 a month on income with the ads, and it got all the way down to like 1,000 something.
Okay.
But it was a very gradual decline, and now we're back up to a couple $1,000s a month, and we just switched to Raptive because it looks like we're going to be able to make more money from them. One of the things I'm excited about with them is the fact that we can put our own videos on there, and we get paid for people watching our videos on the website. We get paid a lot more for people watching our videos on our website than when we were just embedding YouTube videos, which is pennies, less than pennies per view.
That's weird, but okay, I'll take it. So like your YouTube video would be the embedded ad, like it would look like the commercial or look like the ad on the page.
Yeah, well, it's in between paragraphs or at the end of the article, we would have a YouTube video. And we are now, so we just switched to Raptive on the 6th of July. And so we are now in the process of removing all those YouTube videos and putting our videos, uploading our videos directly to Raptive so that we get paid for people to watch those.
That's super interesting. I did not know that was a thing, although they have been courting me in my inbox as well. So maybe I'll have to poke a little bit more and find out about that.
That's what happened to me. I kept getting emails from them saying, why don't you come over to Raptive?
Yeah, send us your analytics and we'll give you your free RPM guarantee or something. Like, okay.
Yeah, so I did it. And the biggest thing that I see, you know, within this first month is that we had uploaded maybe 20 videos on Mediavine and we quit because we were not even making $1 a month on those videos. I mean, it was laughable, you know? I'm like, okay, this is a waste of time. And on Mediavine, we were limited to a really short video. And so we were having to create videos just for the website. And so we were like, okay, this isn't worth it. So we didn't even do that anymore. Just with the videos that got moved over to Raptive, we had made like over $100 in the first month.
Huh.
And I mean, I saw like what, like when I saw how much we're making on videos, I immediately contacted my VA and I'm like, okay, priority right now, we got to start uploading our own videos to Raptive because we make so much more money on them than what we were doing with Mediavine and the YouTube embeds.
And the downside is it just wouldn't trigger a YouTube view. So it's not like helping you in the YouTube algorithm at all.
Yeah. But I don't get that many YouTube views.
But the channel did get monetized. So that's another income stream over there for the YouTube direct views.
Yeah, the channel did get monetized. Yeah, I mean, I make like a whopping $100 a month on YouTube.
All right. Well, I don't know about you. It feels like free money. Never mind all the time it took to create the video. But every time I get that deposit from YouTube, it's like, all right, this is great. What's a day in the life of running this thing now? 10, 15 years into it, engaging with members, creating more content, where does your time go?
It has changed a lot. Right now, it usually means me at my desk for about 40 to 50 hours a week. And I have, this is another great tool if people don't have it, is Rescue Time. Probably 6 or 7 years ago, it was around 2019, was when I put Rescue Time on my computer. And I discovered I was spending 15 hours a week on Facebook. And that was when I realized, oh my gosh, I need to hire somebody to do Facebook for me. Because it has always been really important to me that if somebody asks a question, that we answer it. And I was spending a ridiculous amount of time constantly checking, oh, are there more questions I need to answer? And then answering them.
Is that inside a group of yours?
No. Well, it was on our pages because we had multiple pages and groups. Plus, I was making the content. I was on Canva all the time creating the content. And so when I saw that, I realized I needed to hire somebody. So in 2019, I hired a VA, Amy, who is still with me today and is amazing and probably knows my content better than I do now. And Amy started by doing Facebook. She started creating all my Facebook posts and checking Facebook about 3 times a day and then answering what she could. Because at that point, I had several hundred articles already. Now we have over 700 articles. We have over 800 YouTube videos. We've got probably 180 podcast episodes. So there's massive quantities of free information that we have for people.
Right. Odds are the answer is out there somewhere.
Exactly. And Amy or Abby, we've since hired Abby, and whichever one of them checks it, many of those questions can be answered by simply giving someone a link to an article. And they can get a much more thorough response that way too than if I just typed out a 2 or 3 sentence answer. And if something is complex and needs a human, then I can answer it, or I have another team member who can also answer it, who raises goats. And she was one of my first Goats 365 members in 2019. So she knows the information as well as I do. And so she can also help troubleshoot something that's a little more complex. So my Goats 365 members are my number one priority. And so first thing in the morning, I check my Goats 365 Mighty Network group for the private messages and also the group to see if people have any questions there that I need to answer. And then sometimes I do consults because people can do a consult with me if they don't want to join the membership. They're like, I got this problem. I just need to talk to you. So I can do consults. I do podcast interviews. I create content. So the majority of my time now is spent either creating content or helping people by answering questions.
And it sounds like by design, that's where you like to play. You said earlier, I like to help people. I like to create content. So it sounds like you're operating in your zone of genius.
Yeah, basically.
Any big surprises in running this business? I imagine there's some different things that come up.
Each level of your business, it's a different surprise. It all started with a huge surprise. I mean, I started a blog in 2006 thinking, oh, you blog and then you get discovered by a publisher and then you write books and you get rich. It worked that way right up until that last sentence, you know, which when I got that first royalty statement, I was like, oh dear, you don't get rich writing books unless you're J.K. Rowling or Stephen King or somebody like that. So then I had to find new ways to monetize. Actually, my latest surprise is just suddenly realizing that I had quit creating written content. Since my last book was published in 2020, I really haven't created any written content for the world, you know? And so I just recently realized that, and that's why I said, you know what? I'm just going to go back to the daily blogging idea because I loved that. I was so happy doing that. And I'm going to do that first thing in the morning now when I get up.
That's so funny that you say that, where I kind of miss that era of the internet as well, where that's how I got my start. Probably 2009 was I don't know if I did daily, but, you know, a relatively frequently updated personal blog. And that slowly morphed into Side Hustle Nation and really kind of was the start of everything that I've been working on since. So very cool. What's next for you? What's got you excited these days?
Well, we are taking our first group to Portugal in October, and I am so excited about that because I have been wanting to lead a goat tour to another country for years. I've probably been thinking about this for at least 10 years, but it seemed really daunting because that's huge. That just felt like jumping over the Grand Canyon. It's so much more than just planning a trip for yourself, right?
Yeah. And tell me you charged for this. Tell me this isn't just another free perk of the membership.
Yes, we are charging for this. And interestingly enough, almost every single person who signed up is a Goats 365 member.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that last person is just another person on my email list. But everybody else is a Goats 365 member with a loved one or two or three coming with them. So a couple months ago, I was talking to a friend of mine who was actually in that mastermind back in 2019, 2020. She moved to Portugal 3 years ago. And we were talking and I said, do you have goats in Portugal? And she's like, of course we have goats. And I'm like, no, really, like goat farms and dairies and stuff, you know, goat cheese. And she's like, yeah. And I said, do you think you could put together a goat tour of Portugal? And she said, yeah. And so I feel like, I don't know, my inner child like took the wheel or something and just said, we're doing this right now. Because entrepreneur Deborah would have said, you are crazy. You cannot sell a goat tour to Portugal in July when for the end of October. Like, you can't do that. And we started to promote it. And then it was like, oh, these hotels want deposits now in a wire, not a credit card. Oh, people got to give us money now. And they did. And so that was exciting because we're able to put down all those deposits on the hotel rooms. And it's great. So it was a massive learning curve. And I'm glad that I stepped out of my comfort zone to do it because she and I just had a meeting before this and we're doing a second one in April, probably going to do the first week in April because I had four people contacting me that said, I really want to do your Portugal trip, but I can't because the end of last week of October doesn't work for me. And I said, okay, well, we're already talking about doing a second one. So we're going to do a second one the first week of April.
That's awesome. You've had so much demand. They're like, hey, just we'll add you to the waiting list for the next round. Very cool. I think, and that's another a new income stream on top of the existing stack that we talked about. So these in-person events, you get the sense that people want to come and like hang out with you. They've watched dozens of your videos. They feel like they know you, or are they like friends with other people inside the membership? Like, oh, I can't wait to go to Portugal and hang out with so-and-so, even because we live, you know, four states away.
I think most of the people who signed up, like I said, they're all GOATS365 members who are bringing friends and relatives.
It's like an excuse to go to Portugal.
Yeah. The feedback I have had from people is that it's really the goats that are selling it. One person said they've been to Portugal already, but it was just a tourist trip, you know? And so what we're doing, because Janelle lives there, one of the things we're doing is that we are going to have lunch on her friend's farm, and her next door neighbor just has pet goats, you know? And we're going to go, we are going to farms where they do not have agritourism. When we approached them, like we approached this one farm, the first response was, we don't do agritourism. We have a dairy. Our day revolves around goats and caring for the goats. And we're like, oh, we totally understand. That's what we want. So people are going to see goats and some sheep too, and farms that they would not be able to see if they were just visiting Portugal on their own.
That is super fun. ThriftyHomesteader.com is where you can find Deborah for the Love of Goats on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform. If you are a goat or soon to be goat owner, definitely check her out over there. Deborah, let's wrap this thing up with your number one tip for Side Hustle Nation.
My biggest regret in my business is that I did not start my email list earlier. I finally started it in 2016 after hearing Michael Hyatt talk about it and reading Nathan Barry's book that he had written back then. But before that, I thought I was just going to get rich by writing books. And boy, was that wrong. And then I started hearing people talk about the money is in your list. And it is. Like, your email list is the one thing that cannot be taken away from you. You've got control of that list, and you control the messaging. And you can get kicked off of Facebook. Google can change their algorithm again and stop sending people to your website. But once somebody is on your list, then there's a lot you can do with that list.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's probably the most important foundation of my business and for many other online business owners. In fact, we've got a recent episode with Chanel Basilio from Growth in Reverse on a bunch of different ways that are working now to grow your email list. We'll link that up in the show notes. So I think it's 747. I don't know. In any case, we'll link that up for you. A very recent episode there. A couple takeaways from me before we wrap. Number one, I think, Deborah, you're a perfect example of really owning your niche. You said at the top of the show, well, we're everywhere. You know, we've got the blog articles, we've got the social media covered, we've got the podcast, we've got YouTube, right? And really what we're doing is using people's questions to fuel the content, which is perfect for any search intent type of discoverability, especially YouTube. I think that's really a great example, and showing up consistently for over a decade now. So I think that's really cool. And then the other thing we covered in this episode was the diversity of income streams. Well, the books aren't going to be the main driver, but we can stack on a membership, we can stack on courses, we can stack on YouTube income, we can stack on display ads on the website, we can stack on in-person events and trips. Like, really kind of creative example of taking one niche and really, really running with it for a long period of time. So if you're wondering what to listen to next, that episode with Chanel is a great option. Otherwise, you can take our little quiz at hustle.show, and it'll build you a customized playlist of some of our greatest hits episodes. Based on your answers, it takes just a couple minutes. You can do it right on your phone, and then you'll be all set with another 8 to 10 Side Hustle Show episodes to help you achieve your income goals this year. Again, that's at hustle.show. Big thanks to Deborah for sharing her insight. Big thanks to our sponsors for helping make this content free for everyone. SideHustleNation.com/deals is where to go to find all the latest offers from our sponsors in one place. Thank you for supporting the advertisers that support the show. That is it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're finding value in the show, the greatest compliment is to share it with a friend. This is a perfect one. Fire off that text message. Did you know you can make money talking about goats on the internet? You got to check this out. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen. And I'll catch you in the next edition of the Side Hustle Show. Hustle on.